We've got temperatures in the 40s, creeping into the 50s over the next couple of days. And boy, that is a long way away from where things were not that long ago. Mr. Larry Weber joins us on the phone this morning to shed light on the whole mystery that is March. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. You make a good point there, because it was a month ago today that the severe cold snap began. It was a Friday. We started off below zero. We got, we started off above zero. And then before the day was over, we got below zero, and we pretty much stayed there for the next nearly 2 weeks. So, yeah, that was putting it in perspective. That was followed, of course, by some warming. Looking back on February, since we last spoke, the wonderful month of February has come to an end. And if you look back on it, the average temperature for the whole month was below normal, about 8 degrees below normal, which is considerably below normal, but nothing like it was in the first half. There was an amazing difference first half and the second half. There was a difference of 20 degrees. So wow, such a thing. Well, we may be seeing a change in the month also again if this pattern continues. But as it is right now, I don't think anybody is going to be too disappointed when we get 50 degrees with sunshine. And so we're going to be seeing that probably more in the next couple of days. Yesterday was also interesting. The high temperature recorded at the Weather Service yesterday was 33. However, at my place here, we were about at least 10 degrees warmer than that. I think we see the effect that happens every spring as we start to get winds or air from the lake moving in. Snow-wise, we were below normal for the month of February. February never gives us a lot of snow, but it was below normal, as well as precipitation. Now, as we start off March, we're going to see some more warming up, but we're also in the forecast don't have a lot of precipitation, so we'll see how that's going to change. The days continue to get longer. We are now at 11 hours and 20 minutes. Sunsets now are after 6 p.m. Now, that's going to change when we get to daylight savings time, which is not this weekend, but the following weekend, and we're going to have quite a difference to see. Nevertheless, it is definitely longer days, and we will soon be at 11 and a half hours of daylight, moving toward the vernal equinox, which this year is on the 20th of March. We have an early morning show that I went out to see this morning, and it was just a little bit too clouded, and that is we have Jupiter and Saturn and Mercury all visible in the eastern sky before sunrise. Now, Lisa, you are an early riser, so that's no big deal. But to a lot of people, it means getting up about 45 minutes before sunrise, and sunrise now is about 6:40, so getting out there to see it, it's not just a one-time thing. It will be there the next couple early mornings for those who want to get up and take a look in the eastern sky. I have noticed quite a change with birds during the really cold snap. I had the regular birds showing up. I call them the same seven. They appeared every day, and they were very faithful to come every day, and they gave just a terrific way to handle the cold spell. We even had, toward the end of the cold time, we had visits for a few days from some pine grosbeaks, as well as the woodpeckers and nuthatches and chickadees. When we get these mild days, a lot of birds decide, I don't want to go to the feeder. I'm ready for a change of diet, and they go somewhere else, and so we don't get as many. The regulars that I note now are not at the feeder. The regulars are during my walks. During my walks every morning, I hear the regulars of ravens, crows, blue jays, and a couple kinds of woodpeckers that are drumming. The two that I've noted most frequently are hairy woodpecker and pileated woodpecker. The crows are probably, some of them are migrants, because it just seems like there's too many. All winter there have been crows, but not as many as there are now. And I mentioned, yes, migrants. There are some migrants that are starting to show up. It's usually when we get to early March, the first migrants are going to be some of the raptors. I saw a bald eagle yesterday. That could very well have been a migrant. Then there are different hawks, red-tailed hawks, northern harriers, American kestrels. And if we get any kind of open water, the first Canada geese, trumpeter swans, and mergansers all start showing up. I haven't seen them yet, but I expect soon to be seeing them. other things that may be showing up, purple finches might show up at a bird feeder, as well as goldfinches, redpolls, and pine siskins, which I have not seen all winter. Perhaps they would be passing through in their migration. Some early robin migrants might show up. Now, we get robins that stay all winter, but there are also those that migrate as we get further into March. Song sparrows, white-throat sparrows, tree sparrows, grackles, and then I visit a swamp every day on my walks. For the first red-winged blackbird, which usually doesn't come until about the 20th. Other birds of note out in the open areas, we don't expect to see migrants, but there are a few. There is the flocks of snow buntings that start to show up. These birds are usually seen as flocks that are white that fly up from along the roadside. And then there are the less than noticeable, more brown ones, the horned larks. Horned larks are a very early migrant. I've seen their flocks migrating in late February. So there's a definite possibility of those showing up. Other things of note, I've been hearing barred owls calling every night. Now, there are other owls being seen, snowy owls and great gray owls, but I haven't been seeing them here. And then after 2 months, absence, we had a visit yesterday from a couple of turkeys that walked through the yard. In the world of mammals, you have the usual squirrels and deer and so forth showing up, things like deer mice, foxes, and coyotes, which have been active all winter. But then a whole new group starts to wake up as we get into March. We had a visit a couple nights ago of two raccoons, and raccoons are not hibernators, but they sleep through the coldest weather, and this time of year when it starts to get warm and it starts to the days start to get longer, they will wake up, and yes, they will eat anything, and so when they come to a bird feeder, they're satisfied. Also, yesterday out on the road, I saw a skunk. Skunks are similar. They will all sleep through the coldest weather, and then they'll get up and start moving around. I saw what might have been a chipmunk. I didn't get a real good look at it, but if I didn't see one yet, I will probably soon see one, but they are a little bit different. They are more of a true hybrid. They sleep through the winter. They do have waking spells, but they usually don't go out of their dens in their waking spells. But when it gets to March, they'll start to show up. And though I haven't seen a bear, I guess there's a possibility of seeing them. Usually I don't see bears until April. The ones that do wake up in March and start moving around sometimes will go right back to sleep. We've also had flying squirrels still active. The rabbits and hares have been active, I see from their tracks, and our friendly porcupine. Yesterday, we watched the porcupine as it walked through the yard looking for, I think, maybe another place to go. But if you want to see spring happening, how about looking at the trees? They're just great at this time of year to see some happenings. At the base of the deciduous trees, we see almost invariably, we see a circle. We see a section of snow that has melted right next to this tree, almost as though the tree is hot and causing the snow to melt. What it does, of course, is the tree absorbs the sunlight. The tree bark is dark, and so it absorbs the sunlight. It warms it up, and it re-radiates it back out into the snow and melts it around the base of the tree. I refer to these as tree circles. They usually are a sign that it's about time to tap maple trees, and there are those who are doing just that. Other trees of note, the red osier dogwood. It's a small tree, almost a shrub, but the entire branches all the way down to the ground turn bright red at this time. You'll also see some reds and yellows and burgundy colors in the branches of shrubs like maples and willows and alders and birches. And then, of course, don't forget the pussy willows. I have been seeing good growth of pussy willows this week, all opening up, as well as the quaking aspen. If that's not enough, I've seen some shoots of crocus sticking above the ground. And one evening at our window, we had a moth. Very interesting. Now put all those together and we see we're moving in a direction known as spring. So, yeah, it probably isn't going to last, the weather that we're getting the next several days, but so what? Let's just enjoy it. So, okay, take care.
All right, Larry, thanks a million. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.